In regard to the trial, how did you feel? I mean, about the whole thing, about the outcome and everything else. I won't ask, were you scared? Well, anybody facing 8 months of jail would be scared.
No, actually, I was facing 3 years and 8 months of jail, because the felony would have contained a much longer sentence. But I just didn't let myself think about it, what the outcome would be.
Did you have any trouble or hassles with your lawyers or with the opposition, so to speak?
And I don't know. Maybe I'll write the story of that trial someday. It was.
Make it into a play.
It wouldn't be a very amusing play, but it might be a good journalistic exercise. One thing that came out of it was I had a chance to get out of L.A. for an extended period of time for the first time in about 5 years. Florida is a beautiful place.
Well, you came from there originally anyway.
Yeah, I didn't live there very long.
Did
you
live in Washington for a while?
Transient pretty much all over the country. But it's a beautiful place, unpolluted, more or less. I mean, the air and the water and all that. I even had a chance to go down to Nassau for a while and learn how
to
scuba dive.
Do you own an island down in Nassau?
No, I don't.
Somebody
I wish I did.
Told me that you, as a conglomerate, own where the Nassau. I have some numbers. Somebody told me you owned an island down in.
No, I wish I did, because the Caribbean is one of the most beautiful places I've ever visited. The water is perfectly clear. And the sand is pure white, you know. It's not mixed up with. It just looks like. The sand out here is kind of a brownish hue, and you can see all kinds of different.
Black grains and gray grains.
Exactly, but the sand down there is pure white. It looks like white. Here, I'll get it. It looks like white seashells that were just ground up very finely.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
It really is. I wish I did own an island down there. They still have land for sale down there.
It's dirt cheap, too. That's the thing about it. It's a fantastic investment.
I don't know about that. I don't know how cheap it is. I would imagine people are really buying it up.
We're in Pomeroy.
Yeah, you should see in one of the real estate magazines I was reading how cheaply the houses go for. It's incredible.
The land is.
There was one 7-bedroom house with 2 dens and a kitchen. And a huge living room and a huge family room and a sitting room that went for $25,000. And when I saw it, I thought it was a misprint, and I called the company, and they said no, it wasn't. It was just fantastic.
For how much?
$25,000. Only I had $25,000 at that point, and land, just incredible amounts of land around it. It was a 5-acre place.
It's going up a lot. People realize
it must be. It must be. I can't believe.
Well, this was a year and a half ago that I saw this.
It's unspoiled land with a really nice moderate climate. I don't know, they have hurricanes and stuff there.
Yeah.
Good cheer.
It always made me kind of paranoid about living in a place where you knew there was going to be a hurricane.
Where you knew your house was going to say goodbye to you every year.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, they know how to take care of it, right? You're used to living. If you're a California kid, you've lived in California, you don't think about maintaining your property against all sorts of kind of varying kinds of weather, which I guess you have to do. Even if you live in the east, you have to worry about snowstorms.
Well, it keeps you close to nature, knowing there's a guaranteed calamity every year.
Well, we have our own guaranteed calamities out here. Somebody goes out and lights a match and says, hi, throws it in the bush.
Newark is really nice, I mean, except for the fact that it's the dictatorship of Spain, mm-hmm. You know, on some of the coast there. It's just like California without pollution,
except that
without
you can live
people.
Very cheaply there.
And it's very cheap, but on the other hand, you have to deal with Franco and all that thing.
Well, that's part of their karma.
Well, I have friends that live there and say that if you're a rich and fairly wealthy Greek, which by their standards doesn't have to be very much money, then you don't get hassled. There are a lot of Englishmen that come over to Spain with, like, you know, $7 in their pocket, and periodically the police just roust them all. If you're renting a house there, you